Paul, it just wasn't your day today, was it?
No, it wasn't. It wasn't. The first half was very scrappy, to say the least. You know, I thought the referee slightly ruined it a little bit in the first half, because otherwise it would have been a good game of football. It was two stop-start bookings. You know, there wasn't really a bad tackle in the whole game. Second half, obviously, I thought we started OK, then we've got the penalty. They're down to 10 men. You're looking as if everything's going to be all right, and we score the goal. We missed it a couple of minutes later. We've conceded to a fantastic finish, which was their only shot on target second half.
It was a huge 5 minutes, wasn't it? You think, here's the big turning point. United down to 10 men, you've got a penalty. And just as you got that momentum shift, I guess, Howard takes it back for United.
Yeah, good save. You know, Harry set the target. Good save for the goalkeeper. And then a couple of minutes later, you know, they've broke. We've conceded a poor corner by letting the ball bounce when you just clear your lines. And then minutes, balls come out to Murphy. We know that he's a good player and wants to cut in his right foot. Should have showed him the line, but it's a fantastic finish from him. And then after that, you know, it was backs against the wall stuff for them, and we've hit the post, peppered the goal. It just wasn't to be today.
There's not much you can do about a finish like that, is there?
No, it's a fantastic strike. You know, we've got a top goalkeeper in there. You could have put two in there today and they wouldn't have saved it.
And yet you still came back, you've hit the post late on, you've had a couple of other chances. Howard's had to make another couple of good saves. It just wasn't going to break for you, was it?
No, it wasn't. It wasn't, but the boys kept going. You know, sometimes it's very easy in big games like this when you concede and you're behind, and to sort of let your edge go down a little bit. But the pleasing thing was, went to the very, very end. Probably deserved a goal, but it wasn't to be today.
It always felt like it was going to be sort of a moment or two in this game that was going to decide it, because it was a well-contested derby overall.
Yeah, it was. They're a very good team, and rightly so, one of the favourites to go up. And I thought we more than matched them today.
What can you sort of take out of it in terms of positives from your side?
Just what I've said there. You know, I fully expect the squad Nigel's put together, I fully expect them to be right up there at the end of the season. So the one thing we can take is we more than matched them for the majority of the game, or better than them for some of the game as well. And we're just bitterly disappointed that we didn't get the win.
Do you feel hard done to? I mean, it's not the first time after a game you've come out afterwards and perhaps felt it's not been our day.
A little bit. But look, if we created chances, we've had a penalty, we've hit the post, and you know, football's all about scoring goals, and we didn't take our chances today.
Is that the thing, though, when you have sort of created a chance and you've had an opportunity and you've been competitive in a game, is it the message usually just to the players, just keep going, you know, our luck will turn?
Absolutely. You've got to keep believing, and you have to keep going. And, you know, I thought the players done that today.
And you did have sort of players who stood out. I mean, Richie Wellens in that first half was dictating things. Are those the kind of players you have to lean on a cup injury at this time to try and change your fortunes?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and the performances, that's three games now, the performances have been good. You know, the results, especially today, is obviously not what we wanted, but we've got some good players in there, and you know, and we've got a lot of games coming up now, and it's games that we want to start winning.
You've also got a bit of a situation where you may have players, Curtis May might be an example of this, who are still coming back to 100%. You've got guys like Ender Stevens who've come back in here. Are they going to need a bit more time?
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, I thought Jamie McCombe and Reece Mbabara done well today, considering we're out both our centre-halves, who have done really well for us in the last couple of games. You know, Ender's going to need games to get up to speed. Curtis is the same. You know, Nathan missed last week and he was struggling a little bit towards the end, but once we get everybody fully fit and firing, we'll be okay, because we've seen that already.
Because that's another thing you've not really had this year, is it? You've not had sort of everybody healthy at the same time and been able to build off.
No, our consistency in the team selection is a bit like our results at the minute. You know, once we get a consistent team and they get a run of games, we've shown that we're a match for other teams in this league, especially today.
Yeah, we've said time and time again, though, it is a tough league to get consistency.
It is, and you know, there's results every week that turn the eye a little bit, because it's a tough league. But if we keep competing as we did today, keep playing the way we did a majority of the game today, you know, we'll pick up results.